Padres trying to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Braves. Bartolo Colon coming off the DL on the hill for Atlanta in this one. In some trouble in the first. Two on, two outs. Corey Spangenberg at the dish.
From the stretch, leg kick in the 0-1. In the air, down the left field line, charging over. Matt Kemp in the corner, over his head, and it goes all the way into the corner. Margot will score. Hunter Renfroe will score. Holding the ball is cutoff man Dansby Swanson, and it's a two-out, two-RBI double by Corey Spangenberg to give the Padres their first lead in the series as it's 2-0 in the bottom of the first inning.
And here's the 0-1 pitch. Hit hard and through the hole into right field. Scoring from third is Myers. Stopping at second is Ibar. And the inning continues, and the second run of the inning goes up on the board, and the Padres lead it 4-0. Line drive right field, inside the chalk, that's dangerous. Scoring is Margot. Myers will keep it in high gear. And looking to go to third is Renfroe. The relay bounces off of him, but it's backed up by Colon. So it's going to end up being a triple. And it seems like the Padres tonight are scoring in bunches of two. So a two-out triple coming after a walk. And a single will put two more up on the board. Now it's 6-0 San Diego. Brandon Mauer is going to come on to try to close this out. His raw numbers aren't too good. He does have 14 saves, 29 strikeouts in 30 innings. So here we go with the 1-2 pitch. Fastball, changeup. Yeah, it was a changeup. Dropped a little off the fastball, put it in a perfect spot, and the Braves are down to their final out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, another changeup. So Mauer picks up the save. That'll be his 15th. He comes on, gets the Braves three up and three down in the ninth. And the Braves' streak of having beaten the Padres five in a row comes to an end.
The Padres snap a two-game skid, winning at 7-4. The San Diego bullpen goes 3 2/3 scoreless frames, capped by Brandon Mauer getting his 15th save. Carlos Asuaje and Eric Ibar each with three hits. Tyler Flowers had to exit the game for Atlanta after being hit by a pitch on his left arm. Manager Brian Snitker spoke after.
A couple of close kind of plays or calls, you know. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's didn't happen.
Will you wait and again to see, you know, evaluate after the trip?
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to process everything tonight and then kind of see what's going on.
Would one of the options be to go to the bullpen?
Yeah, that's always an option. Yeah. Like I say, we'll just kind of wait. Even if that would happen, it'd be a couple days away, obviously. So we just had to wait and see.
How's Flowers' arm?
I hope good. I mean, that thing, it wasn't an egg. It was like a softball that was welting up on his wrist. So they didn't think of anything was broken. They just thought it got a blood vessel or something because they got those compression wraps on it.
Right.
And, you know, we'll just have to wait and see what he looks like tomorrow. Hopefully that's what it was, and they can, you know, they tighten those things down and get rid of the, you know, they have things to get rid of the swelling and all that kind of stuff. But it was ugly looking when he came off the bases.
Let's get hideous in a hurry, don't
we? Oh, my God. That was a direct hit, obviously, because, like I said, it was, you know, you say an egg. It wasn't an egg. It was like a softball.
Yeah.
Tough hole to climb out of, but your team always.
Yeah, they come back. I mean, we put ourselves in position there. Mm-hmm. You know, they never stop, and we were hit away from, again, another hit away from kind of, and we did climb back into it.
Yeah.
You know, it was, but it was a long way to come, and just didn't happen tonight.
Your team's on a roll here. When you give Bartolo this start, is that basically just kind of out of respect for a guy that's been
around? Well, I mean, he came out, and, you know, I thought maybe when we had the little side thing going on, and thought maybe, you know, getting that better and a little blow from spring training and everything might recharge the batteries a little bit. And seeing he had a couple of good bullpens, and I told him when we, when he went on the DL, then, you know, I'm going to give you another start. I mean, I think it's something that kind of, you know, we brought the guy in to help bridge, and I figured I'd vote him that.
Up next, the series against the Padres concludes on Thursday with Jaime Garcia on the mound.